Innisfail. It was just over 8 months ago on June 8 when Don Harrison won the first election at any government level in Canada during the COVID-19 pandemic. And Harrison's by-election win proved to be a baptism by fire as council and the town was immediately thrust into the national spotlight of the anti-racism rally, an event developed amidst a storm of controversy but then held in triumph, with the community saluted for risk-taking and embracing a more progressive way to move forward. The 67-year-old Harrison, a retired provincial government assistant deputy minister, and past one-term mayor for the town of Onaway, seized an opportunity. He became a citizen member of the new Welcoming and Inclusive Community Committee, which was created after the rally to address racism in the community. We live and say we are in a welcoming community, inclusive, and inclusive means everybody, with open arms, said Harrison. It is a community-driven committee and they recommended that we take some training. I did some of that. It is a great initiative. Harrison is also happy enough of what he's been able to contribute since the by-election. He's seeking re-election when citizens go to the polls in this fall's general municipal election on October 18. His first 8 months of town council has seen him help other council members and administration to navigate the town through the COVID-19 pandemic, the most devastating public health crisis in a century. This issue will be the number one priority for the new council. The level of threat 8 months from now is of course unknown, but Harrison believes the town must be ready for a relaunch of the local economy. We need to be in a position so when we do come out of this pandemic, we take advantage of the opportunities I believe are going to be there for municipalities, but with that as fiscal responsibility, he said. Our economy has taken a real hit. Budgets are going to be tight. We need to meet our needs and take a real close look at our wants. Fiscal responsibility to me is big. He said the town may have to revisit what it can do with its own mandated responsibilities and programming, like last year with utility and property tax deferrals, and take a hard look at all the places where it generates revenue within the municipality and find where efficiencies can be made. So, what can we pass along to our constituents? It is not going to be easy, he said, adding the town may have to go back to just handling core services. The water, the sewer and the garbage kind of thing until we get through this. It is going to be difficult but with all of us pulling in the same direction, and understanding that it's going to be difficult we will be able to get through it. But while the immediate task of a new council is to repair the local economic damage from the pandemic, Harrison also believes the town's elected body must look to the future, specifically the building of a long-talked-about multiplex, which he believes is an investment for the town's future. A project of that magnitude would go over several years. You have to start the planning now for a build for maybe 5 or 7 years out, said Harrison, mindful of the tight future municipal and provincial budgets but also aware of Innisfail's enviable zero debt status and healthy reserves. If we don't start planning now, and we are actually in the position to go and construct a facility of that sort, then we are behind the eight ball, he said, adding he's a believer of planning big civic projects just like a family would do so for a holiday. You get to the end of the trip at your destination the most efficient way possible. If you don't have a roadmap, you'll get to the end but there will be a lot of zigzags along the way.